talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, it's a Getaway Friday, Friday, December the 15th, 2023, 10 days till Christmas. And here we are on the Exchange Club, Pastor Craig and Matt Morgan. Linda was supposed to drop by the stats from last night's fruitcake toss. We haven't seen those yet, but maybe in the next hour. Study His Word coming up next hour here with Pastor Craig, 1:15 until 2 p.m. And then the big Friday night show tonight, Carrington, Matt, we believe Sean, and myself tonight on the program. 1 week away on the Friday night show. Next Friday night show, the 22nd, will be the last broadcast from this station before Christmas.
Wow.
And so it's going to be a big, big event. And it's the big gift exchange where we make something. You had to make something for the other person. All thought. No money.
So do you have Friday night? Have you exchanged names? And
No, we didn't. I guess it's just one for the other two or other three or however we're going to. We'll probably figure that out tonight.
Oh, so you actually haven't figured it out.
No. Oh, you know what? I think Abby's coming. She asked me where we're located. Oh, man. Do we have another chair over there?
There's another one over there.
Another chair over there.
Oh, and the door is locked, so, right? let's see here. In the front door. Last door on right.
Is she in the parking
lot? Well, I don't know. We'll find out in a second, I guess, when she says the door's locked. So you probably want to jump on this microphone, Matt.
I'll go see if she's
there. And we'll just slide everything over. Because we're going to find out what in the world is wrong with her throwing here. Because we all know that last night that was a little shoddy. Now, how's your mic working? I think we can hear you.
That's what's up.
That's the important thing. Why is that mic so tight? Now, don't pull hard. You'll yank it. We'll be off the air in a second. There we go. Was it just put down wrong?
I think it's because they're all on the opposite side of the desk, so they're all like kind of tangled together on the other side.
So let people know about the big Christmas party next week.
I don't know what's all going on at the Christmas party. I know that there's going to be singing.
Well, let people know there's going to be a big Christmas party.
Yeah. So okay, on Tuesday there's going to be the big Christmas party. I think everybody's going to be there. We'll be I do believe, if memory serves, from listening to the last one. You tell stories about you know, favorite part about the holidays.
Not out there yet. We'll find out here soon what is going on with her. You know, some days you know, some days you don't. In any event, go ahead. Do your little plug.
So on Tuesday there's going to be the WGH Talk Christmas show.
Christmas party.
Well, Christmas party. It'll be a show.
Ginormous extravaganza.
Now, you've been, yeah. Pastor Craig, several times.
Two of them.
And how would you qualify these parties?
It's a highlight of the year.
Highlight of the year, clearly.
They read books. They tell.
No, we don't read books.
I thought you read.
I'm bringing a dictionary this year. I'm going to cover the A's.
I thought you read "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
It was not a book.
It's a poem.
And yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
That's a letter, a poem, and a letter.
Well, look at that.
I'm gonna come in here and read "War and Peace."
Well, close enough.
Might take a while. You know? I didn't pick up the whole evening.
They'll be singing.
Now that is the key to the whole party.
The singing?
Oh, we have a list here of songs. We pass out the list so everybody knows the song.
And last year the singing was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good last year.
Not that it was bad the year before, but last year was better than the year before.
2 years ago something was off.
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
It was, you know, we're coming off COVID.
Yeah, it was kind of a bad year. There was a little hinkiness in the air 2 years ago, and it just didn't play well. Yeah. But last year was much better.
Yeah.
But and we really got the wassailing song down.
That made a big difference on that.
Yes, we added the wassailing song, so we really can whip out a wassailing song.
Yeah. Well, you guys are gonna have to carry on that one, because I.
Why don't you know the wassailing song?
Because I've never heard it. And then the only time I heard it was when me and Carrington were trying to see if that was the song we were going to sing at the two events.
Do you realize how much culture we've brought into your life?
You have no idea. Since May.
I think that you haven't brought any music culture in there.
The wassailing song?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that, you know, I don't know how big that song is, you know.
It's huge.
I think that I could probably think of better songs.
I don't know why you guys don't have the tempo of that. Here we come, a-wassailing.
I don't know. I've never heard the song. How am I supposed to just know the tempo?
Watch A Christmas Carol. I think it's a part of A Christmas Carol.
Is that like A Christmas Story?
No. That's Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, okay.
That
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah. Barely. I remember Holmes said 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I remember the Ghost of Christmas Past, Present, and Future.
That's right. It's scary. I still don't understand, though, why him seeing his grave turns him around. Why does seeing your grave make you love Christmas? Why is that going to extend your life any longer?
I think they were just kind of saying, hey, man, if you die now, nobody's going to like you. Nobody's going to show up to your funeral because...
They don't show him his funeral. They show him in his tombstone.
Well, I don't think it's just the tombstone that changed him. But seeing the tombstone, it probably is the first time that he actually thought about being a mortal. He actually thought his life.
So that's the
end.
That's what. But he's gonna still gonna die. He's still gonna be in that graveyard.
But it made him think about his life, what kind of person he was.
Yeah, I think everybody like understands that, you know, they're gonna die at some point. But like, you know,
couldn't they saved a lot of time and just told him, listen, Ebenezer, you're not gonna live forever. If those guys asking for donations in the beginning had just said, listen, man, you're not going to live forever. He would have said, love Christmas. No, go get the turkey.
He had to see it.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough to be told. He had to see it.
Wouldn't that be awful, though, if an old business partner came back from the dead and tried to threaten you?
That's why I say it was more than just seeing the tombstone.
Did he really try to threaten him?
Oh, yes, he did. He said, look what happened to me, Ebenezer. If you don't change your ways, you'll end up like me.
I don't think that's a threat.
With a permanent toothache.
I don't think...
The man had a toothache for eternity. It was terrible.
I don't think that was a threat.
You didn't hear him? Change your ways or you won't change the future. You'll end up like me. You're going to be visited by three ghosts.
I mean, he was visited by three ghosts.
He certainly was.
I mean, he could have just not changed his ways. It's not...
But it's a threat.
It's not a threat. I think it's more of a warning. It's like a premonition.
What's the difference between a threat and a warning?
So a threat would be like, I'm gonna fight you, okay? But then like a warning would be like, I'm gonna fight you if.
A threat is something that, like, if I threaten you, it's I'm gonna do something to you. But a warning could be about anything. A warning about something not I'm gonna do necessarily, but a warning about something that could happen.
Oh, I just heard a door. I think.
I heard a door too.
Oh man, who knows what could be coming through that door right now? But I'm saying
Jacob Marley.
Jacob Marley, the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. But no, I don't understand why seeing that grave turns him around. I really don't. Well, wouldn't turn me around.
I think it was. I just think it was more than the grave. I think it was seeing the ghost.
Seeing the ghost.
Yeah. His ghost, or the ghost of his partner.
So you think it all dates back to Mr. Marley, Jacob Marley?
Yeah, I mean it was the whole thing situation.
Yeah, no, like they showed him why he hated Christmas. That was the past. They showed him what his Christmases currently look like from an outside perspective.
But he didn't seem to care. Ghost came and showed him his past. He said, "Ghost, take me home."
See, but then he showed him the future, and then the future wasn't looking so bright. So he had to, you know. He had to make sure.
Well, he's still going to die. His future's not looking any brighter just because he likes Christmas.
I mean, I think... Be- because he likes Christmas, now he's just a more generous person. He helps people. He gives people money.
But you're still going to die.
Like, didn't he fire some dude in the movie for something and then just...
No, he didn't fire him. He threatened him.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
That's how you become a philanthropist. Get visited by three ghosts.
I looked it up. A threat is like an ill-intentioned, like, I am going to do this. A warning is like given to somebody for the benefit of the person that you gave the warning to.
By the way, the phone lines are open if you'd like to get in on this conversation. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We will have a top 10 list this hour and a top 10 list next hour.
Top 10 list?
When you act like it's your first day, we've done this every single week.
Yeah, I know, but you know the top 10 lists are always good. I didn't know we had a top 10 list.
Well, why would we not have a top 10 list? We have a top 10 list every week.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think
Did you
about
think
it.
They stopped on this particular week?
Am I missing something?
It's a weird day. It's a weird, weird day. So let's try to slide into the fact of this big fruitcake toss last night, because it's what all the kids are talking about today. It was the event of the season. Tis the season. Epic event, to be sure. And people might just be tuning in. Now, the record was tied last night for the longest fruitcake ever thrown in the history of the fruitcake toss, 72 feet. Sheriff Matt Bales, in a scintillating tiebreaker, throws for 72 feet. Matt, how did you see it?
So I watched him throw the first time, and I was like, "Wow, 68. That's pretty good."
68.
And then same thing with Glenn Jerome.
We don't really know who this is.
I watched him throw.
Glenn Jerome.
He did good.
I called him Tyler.
I was like, 68, nice. People are getting farther than what I thought they would.
I like to call him Tyler. Yes, because I'm not really sure who he is or what he did, but God bless him.
You know, I'm not sure he likes that very much.
I'm sure he doesn't like it. I'm positive he doesn't like it. Because it happened last night. I called the man Tyler, and he got a nasty, nasty disposition.
I'm Glenn.
not as nasty as the disposition that Sarah got when one of our friends here at the station went over to her and left a little scented breeze her way.
Ooh. Christmas fog.
Christmas fog. Boy, I'll tell you, that would put you out to New Year's.
Whoa.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
So, Pastor, how did you see how it all played out last night?
I thought it was a lot of fun. It was very interesting.
Epic.
Yeah, it was epic. Like I said earlier, it's developed its own character now.
Now, when we say it was the best one ever, are we just talking in hyperbole?
Oh, no. I mean, I've been to two of the four of them, and it's like fine wine. It gets better every year.
Every year. Oh, and I want to give you a fruitcake. There you go. Look at that.
Thank you very much. And this has a current date on it. So
that
it's
one has,
not like been
we don't want you to get sick.
Yeah.
Because you ate a 2-year-old fruitcake last night.
But I didn't get sick.
Yet.
But
it might take some time.
Earlier today, I don't know if you were listening, but I read the expiration date on this fruitcake.
Yes.
So I do believe that you guys got that this year?
I've never bought a fruitcake. I just get them from people who happen to buy them.
I assume that one was purchased this year, and it expires 5/04/24,
mm-hmm.
which means you probably ate a fruitcake that was a few years expired.
That's okay.
And last night, the kind of, what would you say?
Was it any mushier than a normal fruitcake?
No, it wasn't stale, all right? It tastes like...
Tastes like a fruitcake.
Fruitcake, yeah.
Interesting.
So what would we say, who won the award last night for kind of what they used to call that when Marv Albert would show the blooper reel? They called it something. Anyway, the blooper. Who wins for the blooper throw last night?
She'd probably kill me, but I'd have to say Abby.
Abby, and we still really don't know what happened.
I mean,
there.
I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. I think when she was coming forward, I think she hit the corner of the fruitcake on her leg.
Oh no, I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to go with the lady that almost took my leg out when she threw the when she threw it like right at me.
I don't recall that.
Oh, it happened. I was there. Remember?
Now I remember.
Almost hit me.
I remember Terry almost getting taken out.
I do remember that. Now that would have been interesting.
That happened a few times, didn't it?
If it would have clogged him and he would have just went out down there. Now, see, that would have been something to remember. That would have been a controversy. But we still, tonight, we'll have to bring up the controversy with Carrington because I really did not see her wind up.
Let me see. I'll take pictures. I'll see if I couldn't, if I don't have a picture of...
I didn't see it either.
I don't think we'll have a picture of a wind up.
No, but you could have a picture of, like, the start. This is, like, the best I got.
See, I don't think that shows a wind up. No, see, there she is.
Three.
Okay, well, she's... What's she doing there? What is that?
I'm telling you, she's...
This picture looks like she's... I don't know what she's doing. Like, waiting for a baby to drop in her arms or something.
Someone put a
hex on her. It's a weird picture. Now, that looks like a normal toss right there.
Yeah.
I think she would pass there. And I think it's already been thrown there.
Right.
So, I don't know. Well, there's that girl. What's her name? Nikki from the pharmacy. Now, she's got bad form.
Yeah.
She's kind of hunched. She's the only person to ever throw. Oh, look at her face. You knew she had not thrown well. We're just strumming through pictures here, by the way, on the air. This is what we like to do every so often. Just strum through pictures and try to explain them to you. But that poor girl right there, she's got a bad look on her face.
Isn't her
name? What was her name? Caitlin from the pharmacy. Look at that face.
Call her Nikki.
I don't even know these people's names.
He just calls everybody by the wrong
name. Whatever their name is. Look at her. Look at that face. That is a sour-looking face. She knew that she had not thrown well. But I like that girl. She's very friendly. Abby's here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now,
I heard I was nominated for the blooper reel.
And I'm sorry, because you brought the hot chocolate, and I'm so thankful that you did. But something happened, clearly, last
no,
night.
No, I choked. That was it.
You did. You choked.
So
I'm glad you can admit
it. I was giving you the benefit of the doubt. I said it looked like to me that when you put your arm back and when you came forward, you hit the corner of the fruitcake on your leg.
I did. No, you're right.
Oh, okay. So.
I did.
Is that what happened?
And the whole thing slipped right out of my hand.
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything about it. And plus, I hated that second one. It wasn't good.
Now, see, people like the second one from what I
just
heard.
Just because it bounced. I didn't like it. I couldn't get a grip. Plus, I had thrown the blue one, which was wrapped like the first one, you know, the day before.
Day before.
It's a totally different feel.
So you're saying when you threw the original fruitcake, you threw 55, 57 feet.
Well, I was at home. And I did. I did throw that far, but I was
you
at
choked.
Home. Yeah, totally. It hit my leg. I mean, there was nothing. And what could I do?
But what were you doing? I mean, at that point, I mean, how does that happen? Because nobody else hit their leg.
I'm not the most graceful person in the world.
I understand, but see, I don't want to say... I understand, but I'm just... I mean, no depth perception? I mean, what was going on there?
It was fat. It was a fat fruitcake.
It was a fat fruitcake. You didn't realize it was going to grasp your leg as you went on by.
I realize this is not the Olympics, but people can choke. People can... I mean, do I need to remind you what Adam did 2 years ago?
Was it two?
2 years ago.
But here's the thing. When I say people will choke, they, oh, no, 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 no. I think you were one of those people. There's
I don't think
no
I ever said no, I wouldn't, because I could. That's totally a me thing to do. I mean,
yeah.
To be honest.
Well, and also, you're a competitive person. You were one of those people who took their coats off last night, like they were really going to chuck it down there.
My coat was a little restrictive.
Well, your throw was a little restrictive last night.
It was bad.
So, you know, because I remember the only people...
You were the one in a straight jacket.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That was
that was me.
You took your coat off. Carrington took her coat off. And the sheriff took his coat off. And I believe that was it. So I thought you three, one of those people won. Two of those people won, come to think of it. One won the WGH division. The other won the whole thing.
I mean, I didn't take my coat off. I didn't take it off for, like, big dreams. Like, I didn't think it was going to happen for me that last night. But I thought I would throw better than I did. I didn't anticipate, like, hitting
like
my
a 30. Like a 30.
37.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That was terrible. Last year, honestly, I think I threw worse than that last year. But like you had said before, I didn't feel good last year. I kind of just was there.
You were. But so what happened at the fruitcake? What happens with you at the fruitcake toss?
Apparently, it's just not my event.
Yeah, but it's not really a lot of, you know, technique to that thing. It's just throwing something.
I'm not arguing with you. I agree.
Have you ever thrown anything in your life?
Usually I don't throw underhanded, but yes. I mean, that's
excuse
it.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have to change the rules a little. Apparently we're not all that stuck on the rules because apparently somebody did throw it overhanded last night. I did not realize that that happened.
You
but
can miss the
not overhand.
I don't know if I threw overhand.
Oh, excuse me. I guess you just did a wind-up.
Just a wind-up.
That's different.
Oh, Carrington did do the wind-up.
See, where I must have been turned the other way.
And second guy did like a whole over-the-line thing.
You know what? People say that. I did not realize there was so much going on about that, too.
Who was over the line?
The second guy.
Who was the second guy?
Who was watching this? Was everybody, like, paying attention?
Everybody's out there like, oh, he just broke the rules.
Yeah, well...
Everybody around me was well, like, I mean, oh,
you
he mean,
you got to. You have to maintain standards. You have to have... You have to enforce it, the rules.
Do you know how many times I had to tell people, get back behind the line, get back behind the line, you're over the line, you're over the line, and people would try to...
Right.
You did that.
No, but if he would have won, I feel like there would have been a riot.
Been a mutiny out there last night. Mm-hmm. There was more competition involved in that than I thought. I mean, there even had to be a handshake with Glenn, Jerome, and Mayor or Sheriff Bales before the big throw, the tie-breaking throw.
Really?
Wasn't that Tyler?
A gentleman's handshake, huh?
Yeah, Tyler. I think his name was Tyler. Jeez. He did not like me calling him Tyler.
What was his name?
His name was Glenn. I don't think that was the real reason that he did not like me calling him Tyler.
That's not the real reason.
No, that wasn't the real reason he didn't like me calling him Tyler.
I missed this. I'm sorry I missed this.
Well, I'll tell you, because I really have no secrets on the air. At this point, when you blow it like that, he didn't win anyway. So, you know, if he comes back, he comes back. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But there was a girl who nominated two guys. And I kind of put their names together on the nomination form because, and she had children by both of these men.
Oh, yikes.
And she came and cheered both of them on last night. So in my mind, they and the children were all there last night. So it was a nice little family outing.
You made a real, like, friendly relationship. Maybe.
I told you I won the Nobel Peace Prize last night.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that
whole thing. It was a real holiday moment.
One big, happy family.
That's good. That's a good thing, though.
Brought them together.
You really might have ruined it, but that seems like it started out to be
No, I didn't ruin it because... The boy came up and they both threw. They had and you know what? They had no similarities. Isn't that strange?
Well,
one guy was kind of like a lumberjack type of guy, and the other guy looked like he should have been working at Intel. Right. It was very strange. Yeah. So then Glenn comes because who thought there'd be a second throw? And by that point, I'd lost my paper. I had nobody's name. So I'm thinking in my mind, I knew who the sheriff was, and I'm thinking in my mind, who's this second guy? Who's this second guy? Oh, that's Tyler. Well, no, it wasn't Tyler. It was the other father of the other children.
Oh, gosh.
But I called him Tyler, and he did not like that.
You wouldn't like it either.
No.
I wouldn't care. I wouldn't make a scene like that.
No.
I didn't know he made a scene. I'm sorry.
Made a little bit of a scene. Got a little nasty with me. Yeah. Didn't he?
He just said, I'm Glenn.
he stared me down last night. He did not think there was going to be trouble.
It was eye contact made.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Glenn. But all in all, it was a fun event.
It was. It was a good time.
Thanks for bringing the hot chocolate.
I kept it hot.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any.
It was. Even when I got home and like poured it out, like the rest of the water out, it was still like nice warm water.
You thought we wouldn't have a table. I didn't see your message till later on in the night.
I panicked a little bit. I was like, he better have a table. Because you were like, well, do we need a table? Should we have a table? I'm like, yes, we're going to need a table.
Yeah.
And somebody thankfully like brought the trash bag out because I was like, Scott, have a trash can. He's like, no, there's like a dumpster.
There's a dumpster right over there.
No, that's not going to work.
Why couldn't people take him to the dumpster?
Seriously?
Yeah.
It was dark.
People. We were throwing fruitcakes in a parking lot. It wasn't exactly like governor's ball.
First of all, people,
I feel like we need to church that
people
up a little bit.
Aren't going to walk that far to throw their trash away. Second, if you walk over to that dumpster, you could get hit by a fruitcake.
He's not wrong.
Who cares? You know, listen, at that point, I don't really care. Because you wait until it's over to throw your junk away.
Nobody's going to stick their junk in their pockets.
Were you going to pick up all the trash on the ground?
Right.
I certainly would have.
Or you
would have stayed out there all night.
Or you would have had
I would have seen that Terry went out there and picked up all that trash on the ground.
Yeah, you were going to have...
Ned and Terry would have been out there picking up that trash. I would have overseen that whole operation.
Me and Terry picked it up.
You and Terry had a whole operation going there.
We picked those things up.
And then there was we had that whole controversy. We had the whole throw-off. We had the whole wind-up, which apparently I didn't even see. We had the whole... I hit my leg with a fruitcake.
Listen, I'm not going to argue with you. It was terrible.
It was embarrassing.
Oh, I wasn't really embarrassed.
No,
I didn't lose any sleep over last night or anything.
No. I understand you weren't embarrassed. But see, I was embarrassed.
Like secondhand embarrassment for my throw?
I did, because I thought, oh, here she is, the hot chocolate. She's played softball. She's going to throw this thing. I've talked her up. You know, a woman's going to win this thing. And, you know, I looked away for a second, and then I thought you were bowling. I didn't know what happened.
I feel like you need to stop hyping up a woman winning the thing. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I don't think I'm hyping it
yes,
up.
Yes, you do. You're always like, women can win this.
I know they can win it.
A kid could win this right on her hand. Like,
a kid could win this.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You could. They could. Couldn't they, Matt?
I mean, I thought...
You're with me on this. You say no women's division.
Yeah, I agree. No women's division.
There you go.
I think that, I mean, there was a kid like who...
Carrington beat all us guys here.
Donovan Bauer. I don't know how old he was when he won, but I'm sure he was a short, scrawny little kid. And he just
did
it for... That's when there was like...
He might have been in diapers.
That's when there was like six people in throw.
No.
Oh, yeah, Donovan,
it doesn't matter how many people are in the throw, because like he is now like he still holds the record for the farthest.
Well,
throw. He's tied
it's
now.
It's a split thing now.
But like, he threw it 72 yards as a
no,
you know,
72 no, feet. Yards?
That's what I meant. Sorry, feet. 72 feet.
No.
Watch out!
No.
Not 72 yards.
No.
72 yards is a lot. It's like a whole football field.
Yeah, but he threw it 72 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he thinks he's a powerhouse now, and he can come back and break that record.
He does. I messaged him one day and told him, asked him if I nominated him to be in the fruit kick toss again, if he would do it. And he said that he had to work that day, but he said, I said that he still held the record and that nobody has come close. And he said that he thinks he could throw it farther.
Okay. Challenge.
See, everybody's got competitive juices until they get there and they hit the fruit cake on their leg.
I told him that I'd nominate him next year.
I think that's fair. Well, I think next year needs to be like in a different location. I don't think we need to be throwing in a dark parking lot.
It wasn't dark.
We were all very happy with the conditions.
When I pulled
up
there, I was like, why is it so dark right now?
Well, it was dark.
But I mean, I feel like it needs
nightfall.
A more well-lit area.
Like, where do you want
to
go?
I think the fruitcake itself was in the well-lit. I think everybody was off to the side in the dark, but like the fruitcake throwing area.
Yeah, we saw the fruitcake.
That was kind of well-lit. Yeah,
that's what we wanted to see. We don't need to see people drinking hot chocolate, eating Buckeyes.
And maybe
it was like all I know. It was like Mother's Day out there last night. Carrington's mother was there. Your mother was there. Matt's mother was there.
Your mother was there.
I don't know how that happened. We're going to see that never happens again.
Oh, stop!
You sign her out of the home one day and look what happens. She shows up at an event.
That's terrible.
She doesn't listen to the show. She'll never hear about it. I can say whatever I want. She don't listen to this. You're here. First time in the new studio. You're eyeballing it. I can see that.
Nice.
What do you think? You like it here?
It's better.
It's better. Nice and warm. The acoustics are better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's new with you, by the way? Holidays?
You know, it's a busy time. Tonight's our big preschool program, so that's what took me a little bit here. We have, 24 preschoolers singing all their Christmas songs tonight. So,
what are some of the songs they'll sing?
We are singing. They're singing. I'm not singing. Jingle Bells, The Boy in a Manger. They're not drinking. Singing.
This is quite a preschool.
Singing. Sorry. What else?
Wow. Is that what you did last night before you tossed the old fruitcake?
No, maybe I should have. Maybe that was my mistake. Yeah. Bells on the Sleigh, Jingle Bell Rock. They end singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas. So
that's how we ended last night.
Yeah, well, both classes
kind of
sing together. Traditionally. So,
Yeah, so it's all very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is very exciting. It's just
is this like open to the public, or is it just an internal event?
Sure, come broadcast from there tonight, Scott, if you'd like.
Well, you're just up the road. I could trek on down there. What time is this thing?
6:00.
Well, I could come before the show, then I could come here and give a report.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're invited.
What, you want to come, Matt? We'll get to Carrington, and we'll all go down there. And
you guys
watch.
Would love it. They're the cutest.
We'll watch the old whoop-de-doo. Do you have, like, refreshments?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you have?
Cookies and punch.
Wow, that's like Jonestown.
But they're like homemade cookies, though. We made them like yesterday and today.
Those are homemade cookies.
Homemade cookies. Like, what do you got? Like oatmeal raisin?
Gingerbread cookies.
Oatmeal raisin? Oatmeal?
There are oatmeal cookies.
Because I don't like a chocolate cookie.
There are oatmeal cookies. There are gingerbread. There are
gingerbread.
Like the little pretzels.
Well, that's Christmas.
With Rolos and an M&M on the top.
Now, let me ask you this.
There's a ton of cookies.
What time does this program run?
It's at 6, and it takes like 30 minutes. I mean, for both classes.
30 minutes. This is a quick program.
It is, and then we do... They're 3 and 4 years old. You can't...
But you rattled off like 17 songs there. It sounded like it was going to be longer than 30 minutes.
The 3-year-olds sing 3 songs. The 4-year-olds sing 4 songs. And they all sing one together. So there's like 8 songs.
Well, maybe we'll drop in.
You would love it. They're the cutest. It's adorable.
Well, actually, now what ages are these? These are preschool kids, you say?
Yep, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay. We're going to do a top 10 list here. Then we're going to get back to heavy-duty conversation here. This week's top 10 list from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. We'll have one tonight, too. A very interesting top 10 list tonight. Top 10 secrets about Santa Claus. That's the list today. Yeah, do you understand the category? It's always important to know the category.
Yes.
Top ten secrets about Santa Claus. Number 10, he appeared on the TV show The Masked Singer, and no one guessed him. Wow, we're starting on a high note today. Okay. Number 9, he doesn't believe in the Easter Bunny.
Well, no.
Oh, that's terrible that he doesn't believe in the Easter Bunny. Number 8, he has multiple aliases, like Kris Kringle and Nicholas Saint, to avoid paying taxes.
I knew there was a reason for that.
Number 7, he prefers to drink Pepsi. Oh, that's a little rough, you know.
I've seen him drinking Coke.
Oh, here's a good one. Top 10 secrets about Santa Claus. Number 6, he attended every Taylor Swift concert in 2023. Just one of those. I gotcha.
He probably bought a Time magazine, too.
You'll love this one. Number 5, he refused to give Representative Jim Jordan his naughty list. There you go. Top 10 secrets about Santa Claus. That's the category here. Number 4, he gives all the raisin cookies to the reindeer, but makes them gaseous.
The reindeers have gas.
I think it was a nice way to say. We talked about gas earlier. We don't.
Yeah,
need to
I
get
missed that. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I caught it, but I don't know. Yeah.
Apparently, you weren't there for it last night.
I mean, I was there. But
yeah. I'm glad you weren't
I'm
there.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah,
almost killed someone.
It caught a few people last night.
Sarah.
Oh, and we all know who it was. There's no doubt in our
really?
Mind. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Number 3, he sells reindeer jerky online.
Oh, that's
there you go.
Oh,
yeah. I know, what a thing. Number 2, the elves like to whistle while they work, and it drives Santa crazy.
I whistle while I work, and there was a dude who compared me to Beauty and the Beast, I think, a few days ago. Because there was a teapot who sang about whistling while you work, and I was like, okay, that's cool, I guess.
Now, here we go. The number 1 secret about Santa Claus, he put me on the naughty list for starting the fruitcake throwing craze.
There you go.
That's today's top 10 list. I think that one went very well. Now, tonight's top 10 list, everybody's got to listen for, because I'll give you the category. It's a big one. Top 10 activities at the WGH year-end party. There's a lot of names in this category tonight.
Yeah, I gotta be listening.
Top 10 activities at the WGH year-end party. Which is when that?
It was on Tuesday.
Tuesday. A lot of things going on here Tuesday. Tuesday night we have the Christmas party, 7 to 9 p.m. And that morning?
That morning we have for the last interview with Scott Schertzer while he's current mayor.
And he's going to come in the studio for that one?
He is, yes.
I don't really... It's nice that he's coming in, but we'll have a nice little get-together for our last whoop-de-doo.
That'd be exciting.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's kind of sentimental in a way. If I had any sentimentality, I would be sentimental about the thing. I mean, I've been interviewing this man for 16 years, and I was on the air the night he got elected. We've been through COVID together. We've been through his elections together. We've been through a lot of stuff together, two auditors. So it's kind of interesting. It'll be good to see him Tuesday morning.
You know, I think so. I think it'll be good. I think going... Sorry, what?
No.
No, Scott just made some funny faces. I had to know what
I don't
was
know, like,
happening.
People are smiling over there. Like, Mayor Schertzer are coming in as a smiley event? I don't know.
No, it's just we're happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, good. Well, I'm happy to be here myself.
Yeah, are you giving him, like, a going-away gift? Because I feel like you had a lot of build-up there, and you should give him something.
But Scott's not sentimental.
True.
No, I don't think I should give him a
maybe
going
a fruitcake?
Yeah,
Yep.
We got
there
one.
You go.
We can give it to him as he goes out. No, it's just going to be an interesting interview because, of course, there's some questions I have for him that morning because there's some stuff going on down at City Hall.
It's too bad it's the morning of the special council meeting and not the morning after the special council meeting.
I know. You can't, you know, timing. Yeah, timing's everything. Yeah. But, no, we got a party going on that night, so that's the way it goes. But it'll be good to see the mayor. I like the mayor, but I like my mayor before him, so it'll be fine. Now, what do you make of Taylor Swift being named Time Magazine Person of the Year? Now, this week she's on the cover of People Magazine. Do you know this?
No, I don't.
Now, I'm shocked because I actually read this thing yesterday. I didn't buy it, but I read it. And
you're one of those people.
I'm one of those people.
Stands there and
yep.
reads it and
yep.
yeah, okay.
I plopped it open and I was reading it in the store. I thought, okay, well, I got a little bit of free time here. Now, this is shocking to me that since she started dating this football player, Travis Kelce, his jersey sales have gone up 400%. Mm-hmm. When she went to the game just to watch it, it was the most watched football game since the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. What is with this girl? What is it?
Honestly, like, I'm not, like, a Swiftie. I think she's pretty amazing at what she does. I'll give her all the credit in the world. I do like her music. I don't go to the concerts, and I don't, like, go crazy over it. But, I mean, her last tour grossed over $1 billion.
That's what I'm saying.
$1.5 billion, I think. And the closest before that, which was, you know, any concert tour ever in the history of concerts, was, like, $400 million. I mean, she surpassed them by like $1 billion.
And the economy she comes into,
it's insane.
It blows up their economy.
Right.
But she tells people to register to vote and it goes up a significant percentage.
Right.
I don't understand it though, because she's not the best singer. She's not the best looking. She's not the best anything. So what is it about her that is so appealing?
I mean, you can't really, I mean, people would 100% disagree with you. Like, she, it's all art, beauty.
No,
it's all in the eye of the beholder. You can't go off of that.
No. Whatever. Nobody is going to say that she's the best musician there has ever been.
Does Taylor Swift talk, like, publicly? Does she, like,
she doesn't speak very well either.
She doesn't talk a lot because of concerts.
Maybe that's why people like her so much, because she doesn't have any conflict. She's not involved in anything,
right,
like, you know, in that way. And she doesn't talk very publicly very often. So it might just be.
Yeah, but she, why
might
would
just
they
be
give
like
you a great
a,
appeal?
There's not a lot of bad press. She is, otherwise, she would be like a good role model for children. Like, she's not like doing bad things. She's not making bad statements. Her songs don't have a lot of like profanity or.
There's even a bit of.
But Time Magazine Person of the Year. I mean, we're talking about Stalin. We're talking about Hitler. We're talking about Churchill, Roosevelt.
I mean, I think that alone.
Taylor Swift.
It's a pop person. It's a pop person who is a self-made billionaire. I mean, truly. Like, she writes all of her own songs. She does her tours. Like, it's
I agree
amazing.
With it. Listen, these two disagreed with
and
it.
She gives back a lot. I mean, if you look at the communities where
you
she
sound like
and
a Swiftie.
Songs, no, I've listened to things on the radio and I've watched things because it's fascinating, honestly. Like, I don't disagree. It's a fascinating thing, but she gives a lot. I mean, just when she'll do like a concert tour, she'll stop if she's in a town and she gives like their food banks $100,000 before she leaves. I mean, she gives back to the communities that she plays
but
in.
But see, but isn't the fact that we know that, isn't that PR?
I don't think it's her putting it out there. I mean, these are
if you give $100,000 to a food bank.
How many people know that, though? It's like little known facts know about that. Her. Correct. It's like little known facts about her. It's not like she goes and does it to
well,
like,
how do you
make
a big
splash.
It?
Because they do like these Jesus. Little known facts of Taylor Swift. I'm not a Swiftie. I think the
feels like
the
a Swiftie.
I think the whole thing is fascinating. The fact that she, in all the history of concerts ever, she's outsold them all by like $1 billion. That's amazing. Like,
I'm giving the
that.
Girl all her credit in the world. I'm just saying I don't understand it, because usually it is somebody who's got the most talent. It is somebody who's the best looking. It is because we're a very aesthetic country. It is somebody who has some kind of great trait about them, and I'm not sure what hers is.
I think there's just a mystique about Taylor Swift because she's not very personal. The only reason people know her is because she makes music. She doesn't talk about her personal life very often, which is why I think people are so intrigued with her dating Travis Kelce, because now there's an end to her personal life that people see, whereas as beforehand...
But doesn't he know that's a train wreck waiting to happen? I mean, honest to God, it's going to be a song. We all know it's going
to
be a song.
I think if he knew it was a train wreck waiting to happen, he would
I think
do
she's
it.
Playing in this song.
No.
Well, I don't think he knows it, but I think she knows it.
I don't think so.
Oh, I do.
I don't think so. She's different with him than she has been with other, like, boyfriends. You don't, like,
there's
she
like
dated people.
What, 45 of them.
She dated him, and you didn't hear it till after the song came out. Then you're like, oh, that was about. So, I mean, it was never. She's never publicly dated someone and felt like.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, she has. She did. John Mayer.
I know, but that was very short lived.
Yep. And how did it end up with him?
Listen, if they break up, he's having a song. Like, there's no doubt.
Exactly. But now, see, here's what I'm saying. Your jersey's increased 400%, and he's apologizing in his interviews. He's saying, all I'm here is to not make Taylor angry with me. I mean, what a you know, come on.
I don't think that's what he said.
He said, I got a quote here. So, hold on, let me find the quote. I got a quote here that his quote was ridiculous. I mean, honest to goodness.
And you don't think, like, maybe he was being ridiculous about it?
No, it was the Wall Street Journal, for God's sake.
I mean, everybody agrees that, like, she's shown too much on Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football. Like,
well, he said something about that,
right.
I think.
He doesn't want it to happen.
And then his mom became famous because of this. I mean, it's all a little...
His mom's been famous since the Super Bowl and both of her sons playing.
Oh, here it is. Yes, from the Wall Street Journal, Travis Kelce. He said, The biggest thing to me right now is don't say anything to push Taylor away. Oh, that's so cute. And then he says...
Maybe you're, like, kind of taking it out of context.
Pastor, what do you think?
Well,
how do you take that out of context?
Well, I would like to know what the context is. What led up to
that? The reporter said.
What question was asked?
The reporter said is what's going on with your relationship with Taylor Swift?
No, that's not what nobody asked that question.
Well, I believe he did.
There was something, I agree with Pastor, there's something that was said.
By the way, he started out the interview by saying, I don't want to talk about it for fear of pushing her away. This guy has done something. I'm telling you, something.
I think he respects her privacy. He knows she's kind of a private person as far as.
What is he so fearful of?
That he'll only get one or two songs about him.
I got more quotes.
Almighty.
All right, so obviously I have not dated anyone with that kind of aura about them, Kelsey said in a new interview with the WSJ magazine. I've never dealt with it, but at the same time, I'm not running away from any of it. The scrutiny she gets, how much she has a magnifying glass on her every single day, paparazzi outside her house, outside every restaurant she goes to, after every single flight she gets off, and she's just living, enjoying life. When she acts like that, I better not be the one acting all strange.
See, exactly.
That was so cute.
No, it just puts it more into context. Like, he's not trying to go public and say something when she's a private person. And he knows she has, like, an eye on her at all times. That's stressful.
Well, then don't date her. Don't have her come to your games. Don't have your jerseys increase 400%. Stop talking about it.
I don't think that's his fault that his jerseys increase. Like, it's the perfect.
You know what he could have said there? No comment. And then there wouldn't have been anything. No comment.
I don't know. I think you're just being a hater.
No, I'm just saying this couple ain't going to last. I will bet any amount of money in the world this couple isn't going to last.
I bet you they're engaged by the end of 2024. Make that a prediction.
As we all know, engagements don't always last.
I'm just saying.
Much like marriages.
They're both getting older. She wants kids. I think they'll be engaged by the end of 2024.
Does she want kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you know this?
We talk.
What is this all about? What is this? You don't know that she wants kids.
Yeah, no, she does. She's made statements.
Who? To who?
I don't know. Scott, look it up.
They don't look that up.
You got it in a file there somewhere.
Now you pull it out of the file.
It's probably in a song somewhere.
No, I'm just saying this thing, here's what I believe is really going on. You want to know the truth of the whole thing? They may be engaged because you can get out of that. But here's really what's going on. What's going on is she's getting all this she knows what she's doing. She could do this underground if she wanted to. She's the one who puts it out there. She's the one who goes to the games where she can be seen. She's the one who mentions him in her little tweets and all that. We know what she's doing. She's building it up. Everybody knows about this. Everybody knows about it. I got the TV viewers. I got the Instagrams. I've got all this garbage. And you know what's going to happen in the end? When the breakup is there, it's going to be much bigger because it's going to be a much bigger story. And then when she writes the song, it's going to be much bigger change, much bigger money.
I don't think so. Even if they break up, it'll be like a friendly breakup.
Oh, none of her breakups are friendly. She writes these hideous songs about people.
Doesn't mean they're not friendly.
First of all, I don't believe there's such thing as an amicable breakup.
Well, I don't think you're right.
No. In the beginning, there's always a little bit of tension. Now, you might make up down the road, but in the beginning, it's not amicable.
I think you can have an amicable break.
You know, I'm with them.
Like, what did you say to the girl you broke up with?
Well, you see, that wasn't an amicable break.
Exactly right. What are you basing this on?
When I was in high school, I dated this girl. And she was part of, like, I don't know, the swim team. She was in tennis. She was in track and field. So, like, she was always busy. And I worked at Kroger, so I was always at work or at school. So we just never had time to hang out. So one day, she just kind of messaged me and said, hey, I think we're too busy to be in a relationship. And I was like, you know what? I think that's fair. And that was that.
Yeah.
I wasn't upset with her. She wasn't upset with me.
So how did you get together after that?
I mean, that was kind of the issue to begin with. We were too busy to hang out with each other. So
how
are we going to hang out?
It doesn't make sense. Throw hate at each other. I'm not saying
you have to say angry things about each other. Well, I'm just saying I don't think it's...
This is the first time I've heard about this girl.
Yeah, I think he's making this whole story up.
I only knew about the goldfish girl.
No. This it's a true story. It's a true story.
Okay. But I just don't believe that because I believe the whole reason you're breaking up is because something ain't right.
Right. Well, they don't have time to spend together.
Yeah, we didn't have time to hang out. We were both busy. We're both busy people.
It can be amicable.
Scott, like, it's not like you. People don't just ghost people and never talk to them again.
But listen, that's a good way to do it.
It's not.
That's amicable.
That's not amicable.
I think that's very amicable because then you don't have any of the fallout.
No.
That's
See, I think there's still fallout, but it's a very one-sided thing because you just kind of blocked it out of your brain.
No,
for them, they're just like, man, why did they just stop out of the blue talking to me?
They're really falling out, and you just don't want
to
hear about it.
Yeah, I don't have time to worry about
that. They're crushed. You're fine.
Well, you know what? That's the ability to cope. Cope. No. Cope, not ghost. Ghost. Cope. Quick question before we wrap up the show here today. See how time flies. You have to get rid of pictures of people from the past.
I'm sorry, on what? Like,
if you are in one of these relationships with people, once it's over, pictures got to go.
I mean, I think that's a little hard with social media, and I am not going to go through my phone for like the last, I have like 20,000 pictures on my phone. I'm not going to go through and delete them.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought I can't go out and start deleting everybody.
I mean, I'm not going to like, post them or whatever.
Such a waste of time.
Yeah, no, I don't do
so that. So when somebody does that, I think it's a little strange. I think there's a little, I don't know, issue there.
I mean, if ever it once made you smile, then it was something that you were, you know.
That's very nice.
Well,
you must
saying.
Be in a Christmas mood. That's a very nice thing to say.
I could say some not nice things, but it's not true. Like, obviously, if we're in a relationship at some point, you were happy, right? So, like, why
I'd like
delete
to think
all
so.
Of that stuff? I mean, you, right. I don't...
You have good memories.
Of course.
Even if it ended badly,
right.
You have good memories.
Now, see, I agree with that.
And there's no reason... I mean, I would have no desire to go through and delete photos, you know, because I can look at those photos. I'm not with that person, but I can look at those photos and say, you know, that was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that when we did that,
right.
It was a good time.
And I did not know you were supposed to do this until recently. I saw that I was taken out of some things, and I thought, oh, okay. Well.
Did you ghost that person, too?
Well...
So maybe they can't look back and say we have good memories. Maybe they're like, yes, forget that.
But I have good memories. I have good memories. I have plenty of
then
good
don't
memories.
Don't delete your pictures. Like, but
I didn't delete my pictures.
Then maybe, you know, if you don't have good memories,
you see,
maybe you don't want
like,
to.
I always just kind of thought that if I had pictures of somebody on my social media, I mean, obviously we were having a good enough time for me to, one, take a picture and, two, post it on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So how come when we stop talking...
Exactly.
All of a sudden it wasn't a good memory and it needs to come down?
Or maybe it's like in this case, and I don't know who you're referring to, but like, is it like a case of like a jealous new person? Maybe?
See,
like
I don't know.
To delete those?
Well,
like
we don't
they're
talk.
Saying like, why do you still have that? Block them too. Maybe
don't
you don't
talk.
Have like... You know, why do you still have this person on there? Maybe it's not.
Do people do that? I mean, that's really a sign of an insecure person, and that's sad if that happens.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't
want
to. Who cares if you've got people in there? Listen, if you're going to do something, you're going to do it. I highly doubt you're going to show me you're going to do it.
Scott, I can't answer that. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, maybe it isn't the person with a bad memory. Maybe it's.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's a little strange in the long term to do that because, as you said, hopefully at some person there was point there was some happiness there.
Right.
So I think that's a little convoluted, and you know, you just gotta think about these things. You know, when people used to cut pictures when you actually had pictures, people would
fun.
Cut people out.
Yeah,
people would cut people out of the picture. Let's just get rid of that. What's that big hole in your picture?
Yeah, that's funny.
A mistake. That's right, a mistake. Right. That was a mistake right there. So I feel now though that if I had the time, I'm not going to do it, but I should go and just. Wipe this person out.
That's a little bit of a, like, retaliation.
But I'm not going to do it because
right.
I don't have the time to do it, and really, I wouldn't understand it anyway. I wouldn't know why I'd be doing it.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't take the time to go back and, like, delete half my life. You know?
No, don't do that.
Right.
And that would take quite a bit of time for you.
It would.
Because there's a long life there and a long story to tell.
I'm never coming back.
I know. No, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad at all. That was a nice thing. I said such nice things about you this morning with the hot chocolate.
You're done. I've met my quota. Then, like, you're in.
You can only do so much nice things. But, no, this has been fun. And give them the plugs, Matt, for Tuesday and tonight.
So, tonight at 8:15 to 10, there will be the Friday Night Live show.
Which is exciting galore.
Absolutely. It'll be me, Scott, Carrington, and Sean. I do believe Sean will be back.
I think so.
And then on Tuesday morning, we will have an interview with Scott Scherzer. It'll be the last interview with him.
Live. Anything can happen.
As current mayor.
9:15 to 10 a.m.
9:15 to 10 a.m.
Always got to give the time.
And then later that night, there will be the Christmas party.
Christmas party galore that
at
night.
At 7?
Yes, at 7.
Yeah, at 7 tonight.
You're probably not going to make the Christmas party, are you?
I'll be there.
You'll be here. You know what? There's a whole big controversy this year about the food at the Christmas party because you don't like pizza.
Well,
every year we've had pizza.
We always have pizza.
I mean, you guys can have pizza. That's fine.
Yeah, but we don't want you to feel offended. We don't want you to feel like you didn't get what you wanted.
I mean, it's okay. I'll get something else. Like, my parents, like growing up, my parents would get pizza and be like, well, you got to find something else if you ain't eating pizza.
But it's the Christmas party.
You got to eat pizza.
No, I don't like pizza sauce.
We're going to see that we sing that night. We sing big. We got a whole lot. Do you know the Here We Are a Wassailing song?
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Somebody of your age has to know that here we are, Wausau.
Of my age?
Of your age and stage in life, you would have had to heard the Wausau.
Sing it, and maybe I'll tell you if I know it.
Yeah, I'll give you the word sometime. Uh-huh. Yeah, we sing that at the Christmas party, and that always goes over really well. So that's coming up on Tuesday at 7 p.m., 7 to 9 p.m. That'll be live on the air, and that morning I'll be on with the mayor from 9:15 until 10 a.m. That'll be in the studio and live. That's going to be a lot of fun. And tonight we'll be on live from 8:15 until 10 p.m. Pastor, you're coming up next. Yep. Study his word. What's the topic today?
We're covering some news stories.
News that I didn't cover?
I love that promo every time I hear that promo. You don't. Scott doesn't tell you these things.
Yeah, that's right. The regular news doesn't cover. That's why you got... Thanks, Abby, for coming in. You'll come back. You know where we are now?
I do.
And you're not offended?
No. You don't offend me.
Well, you don't offend me either. That's very nice. We just had a nice moment there.
Wow. What a real love fest.
Wasn't that a real love fest right there?
What a love fest going on here.
Watch out for your leg next time you throw a fruitcake.
Right.
All right. For Abby, Matt, and Pastor, we're out of here for the day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
This is George Burns. Find us on Facebook and clicking like for exclusive content. And remember, these are the good old, bad old days.
And now a holiday message from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
I'm an IT guy and I have an office and I've got some computers in there and occasionally they break down. Who do I turn to? What do I do? Well, I can always listen to Adam, the computer guy. He's got all the information that I need to help me keep my computer.